Let's show some love to one of my site sponsors, Bloom.
This feels charged, heavy. Like we're about to open up something that can never be put away again.
Create a free account at bloomstories.com, and if you'd like a premium subscription to unlock everything, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to get up to 50% off.
There's no one around for miles here. We could do anything we want out here.
This is For the Glory, written by Cal, read by RMP792. Moans filled the video booths, in time with the EDM pulsing behind. Nervously, he shut the stall door behind him and pulled the latch. If there was any doubt as to what was to happen next, it was immediately dispelled as he spied the foil wrapper of an individually packaged condom, strawberry-flavoured, placed in the neatly drilled hole in the wooden partition. Gingerly, he took it and tore it open. Trevor was nervous, and as he undid his fly, it showed. He closed his eyes and stroked his half-chub, trying to get it firm enough to put the prophylactic on. It took a couple of minutes, but finally, he was ready. He was decently endowed, but still felt quite conscious about his size as he poked through the hole, face inches away from the painted chipboard. I hate 1. Vandalism. 2. Irony. 3. Lists. He snorted at the graffiti on the wall and was still chuckling to himself when he felt his dick grasped by a warm hand. Trev tried to decipher if it was a male hand or a female hand, or indeed any other hand, but all his brain kept coming back to was how warm the palm and fingers were as they almost encircled him. The mystery and excitement had his blood coursing through his veins, and he was hard. A second hand joined the first, and it was just as warm. He got even harder than he thought was possible as they started stroking him. Suddenly, the tip of his shaft was enveloped by soft lips, puckered tight. He braced himself against the wall as the fingers around him worked his length, and the mouth applied a steady suction that he felt through the latex. He pressed harder against the wall, worried that he would come too soon, and his balls popped through the hole too. One hand shifted to them, cupping the pair, fondling them like lucky dice, and even blowing on them. That tingled. The mouth opened wider to take him in. He felt his member scrape past teeth, and a whole new sensation against the underside. It was certainly a tongue now caressing him, even as the hands continued their ministrations. But something cool and hard was running along the ridge of his cock, flicking against it, and it was confusing the hell out of him. Trev stayed glued to the divider, as the head on the other side was now fucking him, holding the base of his shaft as they repeatedly pulled back until the lips were almost off it, and then slammed forward until he was almost down their throat. He grunted, eyes shut tight, as all he could smell was the fruity aroma from the condom, palms flat against the wall. A piercing! That's what it was. Now he thought about it, it all made sense. It was a tongue piercing, a steel barbell not unlike the one in his upper earlobe. Relieved at his discovery, he relaxed, and within seconds he was filling the rubber, grunting hard and slamming his pelvis against the cheap wood. Unsure of what to do next, he stood still until the shakes running through him stopped, and felt the hands on the other side carefully unroll the condom. A gentle kiss on the top of the rapidly softening rod, and a tap, tap of a finger on it followed. Guessing that this was his cue to extract himself, he fumbled about with some toilet paper, wiping himself clean. Trevor then coughed uncertainly, mumbling an awkward, "Thank you," and fled, shy, but sated. If you like that, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or more of Cal's sexy work at medium.com/@uncomfortablynumb. That's spelt medium.com/UNCMFR TBLYNMB. And more of me at reddit.com/user/RMP792.